Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend Talk. It's Friday, Friday edition. Weekend Talk of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and glad to have you with me this night, tonight, late night, Friday night. It's going to be fun because we're talking about any and everything that relates to entertainment, lifestyle, music, and sports, like always. So let's recap the week and talk about the weekend happenings, also what's happening in the news. Now, remember, tomorrow night, Casey Meech, because you know him as Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, also as Casey Munchkin, but Casey Meech is how you find him on Reverb Nation, on SoundCloud. When I fell in love with his music with SeaWorld High Fashion, I will be returning tomorrow night to talk about his new EP, Casey Comes Alive, and I'm super excited. He should be releasing the EP on tomorrow also. When I spoke with him on yesterday, he was doing the final mixdown on his for the EP, and he's just some talent. I just cannot wait to talk with him. We're going to talk about his new music, of course, SeaWorld High Fashion, and also a group of friends of his that he have introduced me to their music, and he's collaborating and working with them on different things also. So tomorrow night is going to be fun. We're going to transform into Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. Feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. Big shout-out to my high school alma mater, because they just beat like our biggest rival here in Jackson, Mississippi, 53-30. Callaway Chargers defeated the Murrah Mustangs. Woohoo! C-Wade. That's right. But again, thank you for tuning in. The number is 714-409-0614. Also, you can chat with me in the chat room. Happy birthday. This is your birthday weekend. You know, I love birthdays, and today is like Tyler Perry's birthday, and a couple of my friends that I grew up with birthday, Kenny Bearden, the Otis Washington, a couple of my friends that I grew up with and I'm still friends with today, and so a happy birthday to you, and have fun if today is your, you know, your birthday weekend, or if you're celebrating like an anniversary or somewhat, and if you're going through something that's not so hot, you know, do your best to keep your head up and motivate and encourage those around you also. But let's continue to listen to the rest of Minstrel Cycle by Prince and 3EG. Okay, here we go. Woo! Callaway Chargers. It's the 30.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Here's Booty Bounce from SeaWorld High Fashion. And after that, you'll hear Scrubs from Casey Meech. And, you know, SeaWorld High Fashion, Dylan is of SeaWorld High Fashion. He's also Casey Meech, Casey Munchkin. And he'll be here tomorrow night talking about his new EP, Casey Comes Alive. And right before the show began, I was checking out my emails because I like to share breaking news and new news stories. Before, I had taken a nap. Honestly, I had taken a nap before the show, so I won't be falling asleep on you. And I wouldn't fall asleep because the show's never boring. But so I could be up and feeling good. And so before I went to sleep, I had seen where Lamar Odom had been charged for the DUI he had received a couple weeks ago driving his Mercedes. Well, when I opened my inbox to prepare for the show, what did I see? Breaking news from Hollywood Life. Kanye West charged with battery in paparazzi attack. Remember back in July? Well, they're reporting that he's been charged for that. The article, before I play the song, let me share this with you. The article goes to say that the email that I received, breaking news, Kanye West is facing charges of criminal battery and attempted grand theft for allegedly attacking a photographer at Los Angeles International Airport in July. It looks like Kanye West's temper has finally caught up with him. The notorious private rapper has now been sued by the photographer whom he allegedly took swings at on July the 19th. Kanye West charged with battery and paparazzi attack, facing jail time. The paparazzo, Daniel Ramos, and see, that's why I'd be concerned about my little play brother also, the Bee. And well, I guess he could be like my nephew, but he's like a little brother to me, you know, but I'm older than his mom, so I guess he's like more like a nephew. I'm like, but honestly, that's why he's always, you know, getting in a little trouble also with dealing with paparazzi. But it's not that his temper, it's just that they're always covering him. But I'm always concerned with him when it comes to that, and when I'm networking with him via social media, you know, I express that concern. I'm sure that's a concern of his mothers and other, a lot of you that are, you know, supporters of his. And same with Kanye. But I guess now Kanye is definitely going to be protecting his woman and his baby when it comes to paparazzi. And, you know, it's kind of weird because Kim has this relationship with the paparazzo, but then she even gets bothered when she feels disrespected or they cross the line, you know, and then she's always expressing to the paparazzi, I'm so nice to you guys, and then why do you treat me like this? You all see it. I know those of you that watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and entertainment news, how sometimes she, or follow her on Twitter, you see how she's bothered sometimes. But let me go ahead and finish this article. It says that the paparazzo, Daniel Ramos, has hired high-profile attorney Gloria Allred to represent him in the suit. Gloria says the attack seriously injured her client, who went to the hospital after the incident, according to a new report. Well, I hope everything's cool with TMZ. And if Kanye is convicted of both misdemeanors, he could spend up to 1 year behind bars. He will be arraigned on October 10th, so we'll have to wait until then to see how things turn out for the Yeezus artist. You know, he recently announced his American tour beginning next month. That should be pretty cool. Kanye was a test photographer again, allegedly. So they go to repeat the story as TMZ reports it, and says that on July 19th, Kanye allegedly told an especially aggressive photographer not to ask him any questions upon his arrival at LAX airport. And the photographer, later identified as Daniel, continued to probe. Kanye then allegedly attempting several punches, according to TMZ. But then, you know, why the paparazzi does not, like, respect people's wishes also? You know, I know you got to get that money shot or get this certain answer to a certain question, but when a celebrity or whoever that you're attempting to get a picture with or ask a question, why not respect that person's wishes, put yourself in that person's shoes, you know, because that's just weird. But it goes on to say that a source told HollywoodLife.com, exclusively at the time, Daniel is a very sweet guy. He's not aggressive. You can see by the video that when Kanye attacked him, Daniel was about 10 feet back and wasn't getting in Kanye's face. Okay, so it's really two sides to every story too, right? Yeah. So and exactly, when you're dealing with someone who does not care to be bothered, then that's another reason to be respectful also, and to carry yourself in a certain way. And we always talk about etiquette on this show, and do your best to get the job done, but still, you know, be etiquette in your dealing. But I guess some people say etiquette goes right out the door when you're trying to get that money shot or that exclusive answer to a question. But it goes on to say that the incident wasn't as crazy as it sounds, and that Daniel ended up on the ground only because he was trying to protect his camera. Kanye, just tried to grab the camera, the source said. Daniel, was trying to hold on to the camera, and then he went into the fetal position around the camera, basically. As soon as he hit the ground, Kanye let go. The Los Angeles airport released the following statement about the incident. And the statement reads, "Today at approximately 2 p.m. at the Tom Bradley International Terminal on the arrival level curbside, Los Angeles Airport police officer were flagged down by a citizen photographer who alleged that he was taking pictures of an individual when he was battered by the subject. The alleged subject was not at the location, nor was he observed by the officers at the scene. LAFD was notified, responded to the location, and transported the victim to a local hospital for medical attention. A police report was taken by the Los Angeles Police Department, and the investigation is ongoing. What do you think, Hollywood lifers? Does Kanye deserve the charge?" And then they also have a footage of that situation also. So check out Hollywood Life, okay? So that's weird. Wow, that's wow. Because, you know, back a few months ago, I had shared with you guys down at our Union Station, Homeland Security had the place, like, covered. And I was so excited, being a proud American, to see Homeland Security at, like, a high level present at the Union Station, you know, where the city buses and the Greyhound buses and Amtrak all meet up. In a lot of cities, it is called Union Station. So same here in Jackson. So you guys remember I told you I was taking pictures and filming video in one of the Homeland Security Mississippi Bureau narcotic guys came up to me, and he told me if I don't stop taking pictures, I would get arrested. So I immediately stopped, and then he thought I had not stopped, and he told me again, "Hey, if you don't stop, I'm going to arrest you, because this is serious." You know, blah, 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 you know. And I just told him I was a proud American, and I had just never seen all different levels, city, county, federal, state law enforcement all together in that form before. You know, in Jackson, Mississippi, I know it's normal in larger cities, but it looked like a scene from CSI Miami to me, and I was excited and feeling proud. And, you know, of course, at the same time, being a a reporter myself, you know, with an internet show. I want to, get up, see what's going on. But I immediately obeyed him. And so why not the same thing with paparazzi, with dealing with celebrities? If the subject matter says not right now, why not? They just keep on provoking. That's all I'm saying. You know, I know it's allegedly, but I'm just saying, you know, we all see that happening. But we have to keep up with that. And again, I had seen an email, breaking news email, a story. We're taking my nap about Lamar also. So we keep these guys in our prayers. And I've seen a story where Kanye is preparing to bring his Kim's baby girl out also. So that should be very interesting and very fun also to check out. But I just want to share that before I play this song by, a couple songs by, excuse me, and my dogs are barking. But I see Real High Fashion and also Casey Meech. But wow. But before that, here's a little something.
That would make a man and brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in a shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to sex, love to flaunt. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want.
dedicated to all you cool dudes and dudettes out there that love to sport your sunglasses 24/7, daytime, nighttime, anytime is the right time, right? I know that's right. So big shout out to Northport Mall, Ridgeland, Mississippi, marketing director Megan Bailey, and my friends at Northport Mall, Cindy of Good, Cindy, I hadn't seen Cindy in a minute, and many others also. Big shout out, and also to longtime friend Wayne, who operates the Shade Kiosk out in the mall. Also, long time friend. Big shout out to him. Also, my sales leader Mary Polk and my consultant district sales manager Christine Fedorka of Columbus, Mississippi. We had a blast. If you network with me online and you've seen my status, my tweets, my pictures, we had so much fun last night at Northport Mall's Girls Night Out event last night. So much fun. It was so much fun meeting and talking with all of you. All of you, you guys, you ladies, kids, everybody. We had so much fun. And it was raffles. I mean, Northport was raffling off different businesses. We were raffling. Christine had put together a really nice bundle, which consisted of Skin So Soft products and other products that we love from Avon. And we gave out happy bags. I had put together some happy bags also. And so we had happy bags. We had Kellogg's, Megalogs, all kind of goodies from Avon and Mark. And then all the others, all the stores and eateries had things to give away. There was even a Zumba demonstration. There were like boxes from the local gym, Quest Fitness. There was so much awesome music. I had a chance to meet one of my longtime online friends, Facebook friend, George Chuck Patterson, and he was just jamming the music, and it just so happened I was taking a picture of him, and I asked him his name, and he told me George Chuck, and I love networking with him. I love effectively networking with others, and it was just amazing to meet one of my Facebook BFFs. And I don't know what I've been waiting for, not going to any of his events. And he and I have a lot of mutual friends out there. So a big shout out to he and his woman, who I sent a really nice Avon happy bag to also. And, big shout out to you guys who came by to get things happy for yourself and for the women in your life. Women, when I say women in your life, I mean your mother, your sisters, your cousins, your coworkers, if you have girlfriends, your girlfriends, just whoever are the women in your life. And also guys love happy. One thing about Avon is good for the entire family. Kids, men, women, you name it. And, it's an array of products. So thank you guys for coming by. And many of you that I met, and I do have your information, I will be contacting you in the early part of the week also regarding, buying Avon and keeping you updated with the promos, or if you're interested in selling Avon, working for yourself, I'll be contacting you just to touch base and follow up because we had so much fun. But again, shout out to the mall. We just had a blast of a good time, and people were just so happy and excited, and wow, it was just a fun night. I know many of you were in the larger cities was having fun with fashion, with fashion nights and fashion week, and like New York and in Florida and Miami. And I know the fashion night outs have been canceled this past year, but still some cities worldwide still celebrate. So that's a good thing also. I know Avon corporate office in New York, was really involved in Fashion Week, like always. And so I need to look at the footage from their night, Thursday night also at Fashion Week in New York. Also, so a big shout out to corporate office too of Avon. But you guys won't believe it. Someone that I love so much is on the line to chit chat with us and get us updated on what's going on with his project, because you know he is always busy. And I'm talking about Lance Dean, filmmaker. You guys better be networking with Dean, because Dean is definitely keeping us in the know. If you are a, you know, he's good with just dealing with life, sharing. I think about Dean a lot because he shares so much information. And when I feel like we go a little too long talking, I have to contact him or he contact me. But he's on the line. I can't believe he's not out on a date. but let's holler at Dean. And but let me keep my word, because I know some of you want to hear SeaWorld High Fashion, Dylan Booty Bounce, and also Scrubs, Casey Munchkin, from Dylan, because he will be with us during the next live broadcast on tomorrow night. And he really would like to Skype, so I'm working on getting the Skype situation set up so we can Skype, because Dylan really would like to Skype, and a lot of his friends would like to, you know, interact the Skype way. So I'm working on that. Hopefully I have everything set up properly where it can be more, a Skype call. But thank you guys, and we're going to listen to a little music, and then we're talking to Dean. I'm super excited because it's been a minute since he's called in to talk with us, but there's so much going on, and he keeps us in the know also. But here we go. Thank you. Here's SeaWorld High Fashion, Booty Bounce.
For that daily twerk. Lego. Boss it, boss it, boss it, boss it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce. I'm riding around that hoochie. Big face, so stoopy. Smoking perk, feeling groovy. Got a bad bitch with a booty. Stupid chain, look fruity. Diamonds with some rubies. Every day counting new juice. Casey Munch, 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 Munch. Guess what I heard him say. Last trade, same color as the Chevrolet. Posted on the corner with pills and yay. With a couple balls to hit major pay. Major pay, major pay. I'm starting to look like Damon Wayne. When I'm not talking about fear, when I say I'm on that special cape. I'm going off. Switch lanes just like a bowling ball. No beard, but I look like Rick Ross. That can't make you jump like crisscross. Crisscross, crisscross. That can't make you jump like crisscross. I look like a walk list, but still you'll be on such limbs off. Yeah, working like a pro, diamonds in the coat, we got me moving slow like, yeah, working like a pro, diamonds in the coat, we got me moving slow like,
boss it, boss it, boss it, boss it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, booty bounce, booty bounce, boop, 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 booty bounce, boss it, boss it, boss it. Boss it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, booty bounce, booty bounce, boop, 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 booty bounce.
Okay, it's going to be a moment of silence because I am going to switch devices so the show will not be disrupted because I need more juice. So the show will be interrupted for just less than 60 seconds because I don't want it to I don't want us to get cut off.
I don't want no trouble. As long as I can't get no love.
Wow. Again, Casey Meech, as he is known as now, also known as Casey Munchkin, and, of course, Dylan from Fashion. So again, we have Dean online. We might experience quietness again for about 30 seconds again because I don't want the show to be interrupted. And when we're listening to Dean and talking with Dean, and if you hadn't called yet, you're losing your opportunity because we have one more minute of live streaming. So that's how the calls operate. But Dean is in, and we're getting ready to have some fun convo. But you might experience another moment of silence because I don't want the show to get interrupted by being cut off. So I just want to keep everything intact and flowing really well. But let's holler at Dean, and it's all good. And before Dean, we're going to experience another moment of silence, and then because I don't want his conversation to be interrupted either, because you know when Dean is on a flow, he is on a flow.